Welcome to 30 Rockers, the original 30 Rock podcast.
We are your hosts, Kenny and Holly Pruitt.
So today was the first nice day we've had in quite some time.
Yes, it's true. I was in talking with someone that lived in California. I was discussing the weather with them. And yeah, I'm pretty convinced today was probably the best day we've had all year weather-wise.
And it's just been like a really rainy spring.
Yeah.
And so it was a nice day. I made plans with a friend to go up to the zoo with all of our kids. And I waited until what I felt like was the last minute to tell Kate, which was last night. Last night before bed, I told her, guess what we're going to do tomorrow? We're going to the zoo.
Yep.
We're going to see your friends.
Yep.
And she was very excited.
Absolutely.
Drive over to my friend's house.
She loves friends and the zoo.
Yeah. So I drive over to my friend's house to meet up. And she has a blast playing with her friends for, you know, 15 minutes before we all get packed up and ready to go. The zoo is an hour away. We drive an hour in separate cars because she has four kids.
Yeah.
And there's no parking. It was literally, there was a sign on the freeway that said the lots were full. We drove through every single lot. They were all full. We drove through the entire zoo campus. And there's like a back road that people were parking on, just like on the side of the road.
Wow.
And we were not going to do that. So we drove over to like a park and ride to take the light rail back to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
We drive through the entire parking garage and there's no spots.
Wow.
Yeah. So in between the zoo parking lot and then driving over to the park and ride, Kate peed in her car seat.
To be fair, she was letting you know for a long time that she needed to pee.
For like 20 minutes.
That's a long time for a three-year-old to be telling you she needs to pee.
I know. It was frustrating because I had let her, like, she had gone pee before we left. So it hadn't even been an hour since she peed when she's like, oh, I have to pee again.
Yeah, and you also gave her a cup of water in her car seat.
Yeah. Anyways, she peed in her car seat. And then she also then, like, fell asleep between the zoo parking lot and the park and ride. So then I'm on the phone with my friend because there's like, and there's also just the way that we were going, like kind of just the route between the zoo and the park and ride. There's like literally nowhere for us to just stop and talk to each other. Like we're just driving on like highways basically. And the park and ride is literally a parking garage because it's, it's a transit center. So there's a light rail and then buses can go through, but there's nowhere to stop unless you're parking. So we're just on the phone. She's like, I think we're going to go find a park to play. You're definitely welcome to join us. And I was like, I think I'm going to try to maybe meet up with Kenny for lunch because we're, you know, by his office and Kate's really upset. And I at least need to like figure out what to do with this pee situation because she had told me that she peed her pants. I had not gone back there to see.
Right.
So I find a little shopping center, pull over. And yes, she definitely peed. So I have to wake her up, change her clothes. And then I had been able to get in contact with you. We get to your office. We have a great little lunch together. Kate's cheered up. Everybody's happy. I get home and I have a note on my door saying, hey, your phone that we tried to deliver needs you to sign for it and you weren't here. So you're going to have to go pick it up. Well, I already needed to clean the car seats. There was like no other option. So I have to take the car seats in, clean them, which is a very long process. Like they're still not put back together. And I have to go install these like crappy backup seats that we have, which takes forever. While I'm doing that, Kate pees her pants again. And yeah, it's just been a crazy day. But I did get my new phone. And I think we'll be able to go to the zoo again sometime soon.
Yeah, with this being my first week of my new schedule, I have a couple days off during the week, one weekend day off, so there should be plenty of time to be able to do stuff like the zoo.
Yeah, and you were actually the smart one to, like, tell her the zoo was closed.
I mean, it essentially was.
Nobody could go in. It was so frustrating. We got there like an hour after it opened. It wasn't like we waited until the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I almost, on the way home, decided to stop back by the zoo. Almost. But I did not.
I just wonder if there was like some sort of... Because I mean, it was a school day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just wonder like... Field trips or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah, but I guess like it wasn't. The buses have their
own parking.
Yeah, I don't know. It's bizarre. I mean, there was definitely a lot of people that were not at work today.
What losers.
So.
Well, I thought... I woke up this morning because you were making a sound that sounded like you were vomiting. So I like jumped out of bed. I was like, are you okay? And apparently you were just brushing your teeth and you had... brushed your tongue a little too far back.
Yeah.
You did not throw up, though.
Speaking of throwing up, we're here to review 30 Rock episode 316, Apollo, Apollo.
Indeed. This episode was written by Robert Carlock and directed by Millicent Shelton. It originally aired March 26th, 2009, and Netflix has this to say about it. Jack plans his 50th birthday party. Liz's ex-boyfriend Dennis makes a confession that stirs up drama between Jenna and Liz. And Pete and Kenneth try to make Tracy's childhood dream come true.
We had no guest stars this episode?
I don't think so. None that Wikipedia identified.
And just one hat for the episode, which I was really confused when Holly pointed it out in the middle of the episode. Because we don't... I guess sometimes we do point it out when he's actually on the screen. Yeah. A lot of times we just like write it down, but she all of a sudden said Laserdisc. And so I was looking for a Laserdisc, but that's what the hat said, was mm-hmm. Laserdisc.
Yep, that's what the hat said, Laserdisc. Yep. So before we jump on into it, let's get a little 30 Rockers recap action.
I believe it is my turn.
It's your turn, as signified by the timer in my hand.
Yep.
That all of our listeners can see.
They'll be able to hear it soon enough.
All right. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
3, 2, 1, go.
So Tracy makes an announcement he wants to go to space. And so Jack tasks Liz with making it happen as far as like a fake staged launch for him. Meanwhile, it's Jack's 50th birthday soon. He's watching old tapes of himself at younger parties. He apparently threw up. He was so excited and he tries to recreate that. He ends up throwing up at the end of the episode when he watches a funny video of Liz. Meanwhile, Dennis shows up, tells Liz that he's a sex addict and that it turns out he at one point had slept with Jenna, and Liz ends up not telling Jenna that she's about to fall from heights, which leads to Jenna showing the video of her posing as a sex caller.
A sex caller? I think a sex line operator is what they were called.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay face. 1-900 okay face.
And as Frank said, that's not even enough numbers.
Oh, that was so great. Remember when I had a really bad cough a couple months ago?
Yeah.
And this was when I was like still keeping my pregnancy under wraps, but my immune system was in a fragile state, and so I got a really bad cold from Kenny and just had a cough that would not go away, and I was brushing my teeth and then like got a tickle in my throat while I was brushing my teeth and coughed so hard I puked.
It happened.
So there's been a lot of puking happening in my life recently. Indeed. And not because I've had like morning sickness. Like I've had like really bad nausea, but no vomiting because of the nausea.
That's true.
So frustrating. So yeah, I can't imagine what it would be like to just laugh so hard you vom.
I've definitely started laughing so hard that like I had a coughing attack. And I think that there's probably been a time in my life when I've had a coughing attack to the point that I threw up a little bit. So like, I guess I could see it happening.
I remember when I was in school, a friend of mine was like talking about how her cousin like laughed so hard she peed her pants. And I was like, she peed her pants. Because we were like, I don't know, in like fourth or fifth grade. I was like, she peed her pants? She's like, yeah. Like, hasn't that ever happened to you? It's like, literally never. Like, I'm potty trained. I don't just pee my pants.
Now, since you've had children, you've laughed to the point of tinkling in your pants a bit.
No, I have jumping jacked to the point of peeing myself.
I'm pretty sure that you've cracked up to the point that like you dribbled a little bit of pee out.
Maybe. Nothing memorable. I did pee myself when I was pregnant with Kate because I was trying to induce labor by drinking a castor oil smoothie. A castor oil and pineapple smoothie that made me throw up. But because I had like, it was probably like 32 ounces of smoothie.
Well, I feel like there was some, it was either in, I think it was when you were pregnant with Charlie, you straight up just peed your pants.
Yeah.
Because for some reason you didn't just go to the bathroom when we got home.
No, you were trying to do stuff. That was not
that.
When I was pregnant with Charlie. That was when we were coming home from the hospital with Kate.
Okay, that's right.
And my whole body was jacked up. So there was a very good excuse for...
Yeah, but you still like... No, okay. You had to pee.
I knew I had to pee.
And
so
you
we
didn't walk in the house and go pee. You like walked in the house and started doing other
no,
stuff.
No, I was a first-time mom. I had a 5-pound baby. That like I had this new 5-pound baby that was teeny tiny, much smaller than I expected. She was born in the winter time. So when we came home after being gone for 2 days, our house was freezing cold. And so I think I just turned the heat on. But then I was like, I don't know where to put the baby because it's so cold. So I like, and she's like in her little car seat. So I'm like trying to figure, I'm literally walking around our tiny duplex, just trying to figure out where to put this car seat so that she's not cold. Literally, that's what's going through my head. And then because I had just had a baby 2 days earlier, my muscles were all jacked up. And what happened was I then had to turn the water on to get warm water for my Perry bottle, which if you've never had a baby, you don't know what that means. If you've had a baby, it's just a, you know, you do know. But anyway, I needed water to spray on my vagina to go to the bathroom. And I got warm water, got the bottle filled up, and walked. And I had like taken, you know, the 2 steps over to the toilet and then started peeing. And like tried to stop myself. But once again, I had just pushed a baby out 2 days earlier. So like those muscles don't work. So I wasn't like cleaning up or like unpacking the car. Like I was doing new mom stuff that I like hadn't figured out yet because I had been a mom for 2 days.
You can say whatever excuse you want. You could have put the baby down and sat down and had me fill your Perry bottle. Anyway, you like to make fun of your fifth grade friends for peeing. All I'm saying is you've had accidents. Now, since we're on the note here, we've already discussed Lizzing, and then he's going to jack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are specifically in reference to bodily functions happening from laughing.
Yeah.
But we have similar phrases amongst our friends.
Okay.
That haven't reared their heads as much recently, but a common reference made amongst our group of friends is Jacobian.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So it has to be a carbohydrate. So no concern. If it has any protein, you're not going to Jacobi this
safe
item. And it kind of has two pieces to it. Essentially, what it comes down to is if there is free carbohydrates available, our friend Jacob, that we affectionately call Jacoby at times, is going to eat the free carbs. And it just means free to him. So if it's, so on one hand, it could be bread brought for the table. If you're at a place like Olive Garden or like a steakhouse that just brings out rolls or whatever, he's going to eat five times as many as any other person at the table. And he might not order any food and just eat all the free bread.
That has happened before.
The second aspect of Jacobian is, if he does make a point of ordering his own food, he's definitely not going to share any of it.
No.
But if you order something, and once again, it has to be a carb.
Yes. Your protein is safe.
A fry, a tater tot. In this case, we're usually talking a potato.
Mm-hmm.
He's totally going to mac on those potatoes.
Yes, he does. I've witnessed this happen.
So that's what this reminded me of.
I actually just thought of that. That hasn't happened in a long time. And I just thought of that, though, a couple weeks ago.
We used to go out to eat a lot more than we do now, specifically with him.
Right. But yeah, I just thought of this a couple weeks ago. I think I was listening to a friend's podcast, maybe, about, and they were talking about like sharing food and like what food is acceptable to share and what isn't acceptable to share. And I definitely thought of Jacob.
Yeah. Miss Jacob. We don't get to see him as much.
Jacob, we miss you.
These days. Jacob, you can come over and I'll cook you some tater tots.
Ooh, you do make good tots.
I do know how to preheat an oven and put seasoning salt on. I think the key, if anyone out there is wanting to just buy a bag of frozen tater tots and cook them in the oven,
is to not set your oven on fire.
Well, that is one key. But the key to me is you want very crispy tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost always have to go 5 to 10 minutes longer, if not more than that, than what it recommends the cooking time.
That's what I mean. It takes a lot of care and attention towards the end to make sure you don't set your oven on fire.
You don't want to burn them, but you also don't want soggy tots.
Nobody wants soggy tots. And if you do, you're disgusting. You don't deserve to eat tater tots.
Now, if you had to describe something as kennying or kenning or pulling a kenny.
Yeah.
What would it be?
It would be, I think you know what I'm going to say, but I'm trying to think of a not.
Legit don't know what you're going to say.
When I say it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, but I don't want to say it in a mean way because one, you don't really do this anymore. And two, like it's not me. Like, it is just kind of funny.
Well, I think I am. I think I do. I think this was actually what people would say when it was.
It's like butting Kenny. In. Yeah, like butting into a conversation to like start to like assert an opinion that you don't really like have any business having to like start a debate on something.
Yeah.
I that's like multiple facets, but like
arguing for the sake of
arguing for the sake of arguing.
Essentially.
Yeah. So what would hauling be?
I don't remember if we ever had like
it was
an
never nothing was done for the
hauling.
Well, it was nothing was ever like said for women like amongst our group of people.
Oh no, that's right. And that was intentional.
It was intentional because we didn't want to hurt any feelings
on the part of the men, because it was like, we're not going to,
well, because you also did all this like on your own, so you're like, we can talk about each other, we're all together, we're not going to talk about the women behind their backs,
right? Yes.
But I'm asking you right now,
I would say it would either be getting inappropriately excited about something that has like you have no business being that excited about, like in any context. Like if someone starts just like mention something about like Harry Potter in any context, usually you're just gonna like, you instantly light up, you're gonna start like making happy noises and clapping, okay, and like,
oh my god,
wanting to,
I'm
like,
not like a monkey.
I mean, you border on monkey-like behavior.
I do not clap my hands when somebody brings up something I enjoy.
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. The other thing that I thought of is just like, there, you are never satisfied with the temperature. That's the other thing.
That's like an old person trait.
Very Holly-like.
Is just complaining about.
It's like you're either too cold all the time, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you're just too hot all the time.
Yeah.
There's never a period in the year where you're like, oh, this is like great weather. I like this.
Well, like today it was 70 degrees. We don't have air conditioning. I didn't have any windows or doors open in the house today. So it got a little toasty in the house. And I'm currently wearing a sweatshirt and I have a blanket over me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wearing shorts and a tank top.
That's true. That is so happening. That I think could also be Kenning is wearing shorts no matter the weather.
Yeah. When you had a job that allowed you to wear shorts, you never wore pants.
I mean, I think technically I could wear shorts now, but
I like the way that you dress now for work though.
You're referring to specifically like when I worked outside. So it was like there's times during the year where shorts were a necessity. And mm-hmm. then B, when it was actually like part of the uniform,
right,
was either khaki pants or khaki shorts.
Yeah. But even when you worked outside, you would wear shorts. Unless it was like most pouring of the year, yeah. down rain, and then you wore pants so you could wear rain boots.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. What did you enjoy about this episode of 30 Rock? I think maybe Lizzing and Jacking were.
Yeah, I mean, those were a couple of things that I focused on. What about you?
I really liked Horseville a lot.
You did get a genuine chuckle out of that.
I chuckled at that.
What is this, Horseville? Because I'm surrounded by naysayers.
I have the burps because I'm drinking seltzer water right now.
Yeah.
And it's much more bubbly than any other soda I've ever consumed, including Club. I just wrote down a lot of questions for this episode.
Let's get into them.
Why is Liz so panicked when Jack makes the comment about her belted outfit?
I mean, I think she said why, because she has multiple belted outfits.
Well, but is she not going to see him between that phone call and the party? Like, she's like, no, don't hang up the phone, like panicking.
I mean,
like, she's going to work.
Yeah,
and
I guess that's
as
true.
We see on this show, they are best friends, and like, he spends all of his time with her. Is Dennis okay in the cold open? Was Dennis saying attic? Without like ADDIC, without a T. That's all I was hearing was attic.
I mean, I guess I wasn't paying that much attention. I mean, he clearly was saying he was a sex addict.
Okay.
Like as far as like he was addicted to sex.
Right.
That was his claim.
I know what he was.
Right.
I know the spirit of what he was
saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what he actually was saying, but I inferred the meaning. That is true.
So losing.
And I doubt you have your hearing aids in right now.
I don't, because they don't work anymore.
They don't work? They're just completely broken, or they need batteries?
No, I have batteries, but they just like, I don't know, nothing is as loud. Like I turn them up a lot and nothing is like as loud as it used to be. Like I used to hear all of these sounds all the time with my hearing aids and I don't hear anything anymore.
Interesting.
One thing I really liked about this episode was Jack talking with Liz about the tapes that his mom sent, the home movies, and he reads the note that she wrote to him.
Yeah.
And at the end it says his name is Paul and he doesn't want to meet you.
I wrote that exact line down.
Oh,
his name is
gosh.
Paul. He doesn't want to meet
Colleen.
You.
Classic.
I also wrote down, I think this was an interaction with Kenneth and Jack, where Jack makes reference when Kenneth says, oh, I thought you were the oldest. And Jack says, I was the oldest boy, in reference to the fact that he said he wore hand-me-downs until he was 12,
mm-hmm,
which reminded me of Charlie, because he's definitely worn his sister's pants on many occasions.
Well, if boy clothes weren't terrible.
I mean, we've managed now to find.
Now that he's in toddler sizes, but like infant clothes for boys are like impossible. Yeah. Pants specifically, which
they're,
is why he's worn
pretty bad for sure.
Girl pants. What do you think Adam West is up to nowadays? Because he was just like ready to go for this short notice party appearance.
I mean, he voices Adam West on Family Guy.
Do you think that we could get him to make an appearance on my 30th birthday?
I mean, if we had a chance of getting him to make an appearance for anything, it might have been this episode that he appeared on 30 Rock.
So you don't think that he would want to come eat sushi with me for my birthday?
If we had planned it perfectly and we were watching this episode of 30 Rock on your 30th birthday, then maybe.
Well, that would mean that we would have to wait several months to watch this episode.
Just take a big hiatus. Just for that. I mean, I think it might be worth it if we could get Adam West on the podcast.
Was there anything else that you enjoyed about this episode?
I thought it was pretty funny that apparently Kenneth sees the world in puppets.
I think about that a lot because, you know, obviously I knew that. So I think about that a lot when I'm thinking about Kenneth. And also, those like Liz bouncing around as puppet Liz.
Yeah.
That is like, I feel like how Kate moves around a lot. So like anytime I talk about
hop sometimes. Like
but just even when she just like bounces so much when she walks, like I just think that she looks like a puppet a lot of times.
Was there anything that you just absolutely hated about this episode, Holly?
Hated, no, indifferent and just didn't care about, yeah. I didn't care about the Dennis storyline at all.
Yeah, that's
it. Did lead to
contrived.
Bijou, which was, you know,
yeah, it's a good ending.
Was totally worth
sure.
it. And then like the whole Tracy thing, I was just like, I just don't care. Like, it was on brand for Tracy, but I just didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that they made fine use of Tracy in this episode. There weren't necessarily any times when he was just super dumb, I guess. I don't know. I did have a question regarding how he'd be able, like, seconds after he refers to Jack Donaghy as Jackie D, it shows Tracy vision, and he just sees everyone as himself. So how would he know who Kenneth was and who Jack was? He just can differentiate their voices that well.
Yeah.
That like he can instantly know, oh, that's Kenneth and that's
Jack.
Well,
but they were still wearing their clothes and Kenneth was wearing his page uniform.
Yeah.
Jack wears suits. Tracy seeing everybody as Tracy to me is more unrealistic than Kenneth seeing everybody as puppets.
Well, right. That's why I didn't mention it as a thing that I liked about the episode.
But in that situation specifically, they are not wearing the same clothes. So I think it's very easy to tell who is who.
Now, this does pose a question to me.
Yeah.
What would Holly vision be like? Like, how do you view the world different than anyone else?
I am a very negative person.
That's true.
I assume everybody's doing something terrible.
You do usually jump to the worst possible conclusion about a situation.
Yeah, and it's not always, it's like, sometimes it's negativity, sometimes it's like out of anxiety.
Yeah.
It's
fair.
Like, I was watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy the other day, and they were doing fetal surgery. And so I had to look up to see if there was fetal surgeons in Oregon. In case our baby needed fetal surgery.
Right.
So just things like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, that's how I view the world. How do you view the world? Is everybody just a big bottle of Mountain Dew?
I felt like that it actually would be similar to Jack in the sense of like, like, I'm always evaluating, like, the cheapest way to do something.
So it's like,
it's like the opposite of Jack. Like, I see it in the same way, but I'm always looking for the least expensive way to do something.
Yes, that is true. That's for sure true.
Like, I've been thinking, like, I was thinking about this today as I was talking to people over the phone that were purchasing stuff. And, like, you know, when I told them their bill was $250 a month for the services they were getting, they were just like, cool with that. And I just couldn't imagine, like, ever being in a scenario where I would be willing to pay $250 a month for those services. But then I was thinking, like, okay, I've gotten used to having all the same services that I sold this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would I really want to give them up? And thinking back, like, before I worked for my current employer and we purchased products from them.
Yeah.
Like, we would do it in the cheapest way possible.
It's true. And that was when we had way more money than we have now.
Right. Like, it's just weird the things we place value on.
Yeah, because I don't know if I'd ever be able to live without all of these services.
Yeah.
You can never leave, babe.
I'm just stuck. This is where I have to work for the next 30 years.
It's not the worst company in the world to work for. They've done a lot for us.
Yeah, I mean, you've been able to stay home for another couple of years, so.
You are going to get paternity leave now?
It's true.
That's exciting.
I'm
going to
get some paternity leave. I'm getting free college education.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, no, working for them is not the worst thing in the world. But anyway, all that to say, I was just thinking through, like, the most basic feature now that I just assume every single customer wants. One of the things that every single customer just assumes is just standard now, but there is the occasional one in 30 customers that just does not want this feature. So we still have it available to get it without that feature. Like, we chose not to have that to save literally $10 a month. And it seems
it's so bizarre. Okay. I hear people without kids talk about, like, how frivolous they are with their money. And I feel like we are more frivolous with our money now that we have two kids than we ever were when we were, like, newlyweds, no kids, just, you know, had all of this time on our hands. We were so strict with our money. I mean, and we still are pretty strict as far as, like, what we budget for, but I still feel like we do a lot more stuff. Like,
putting away hundreds of dollars a month.
We were. That's true.
In
this
savings.
Yeah. That was the reason why.
You being able to stay home someday. That was why we were so strict with our money when we didn't have kids, because we wanted you to be able to stay home with our kids when we had them.
Yeah. And everybody else thought we were just really poor and didn't have any money.
It's true.
Like, there was definitely one time where I can't remember what it was, but, like, somebody invited me out to, like, a meal or something and then just, like, paid for it, but, like, they had never done that before and have never done that since then. But they're like, oh, I'll get this for you. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it was just so, it was such a bizarre. I was like, I have money.
Yeah.
Like, I would have said no if I couldn't afford to go out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, for us, it was definitely a situation where, like, we chose to be ultra cheap. Like, we chose to live on a very small budget and figure out ways to do things. Like, we still did whatever we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like, we would still go out with friends and stuff. We would just split versus each getting our own thing. Like, we just were cheap because, like, we were saving a bunch of money. So.
Yep. And now we have a bunch of money. No, not really. But it prepared us to live on one income.
It did, for sure.
So,
because I do make more, I make a lot more now than what I made when we were both working.
Right. If somebody were to ask you, rate this episode, what number would you give it?
I don't feel like it was as strong as kind of the last batch. I think we had kind of a batch of like low 20s there, like three or four in a row. I would say this is a significant step down, but it's not like a bad episode. It was just kind of, eh.
Okay.
Eh, so I'll give it a, I'll give it a 17.
Oh, wow. Okay. I am really tired today.
Okay.
I've just been really stressed out all day today.
Yeah.
I gave this episode an 11.
An 11. There you go.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I wanted more.
I mean, I can understand that. If people wanted to join in on the conversation and let us know what they rated this episode, how would they do so?
They can leave us a voicemail at 754-30-ROCK-1. They can email us contact@30rockers.com. They can get at us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter @30rockerspod. All of our episodes are on our website, 30rockers.com, as well as iTunes and virtually any podcast app you can possibly think of. If you can think of one that we're not on, let us know and we'll get it on there. If you are an iTunes user, definitely rate and review us because it'll make our life much better.
All of those things are true.
Mm-hmm. You endorse that message?
I'm Kenny, and I approve that message.
Well, thank you.
Until next time, for 30 Rockers, I'm Kenny.
And I am Holly.
And remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.